This is Louisa Clarence Smith from EG, and I'm with Gordon Moore, Chief Investment Officer of the HCA at MIFIM 2017, following the public-private partnerships debate hosted by EG. Gordon, there's a lot of talk at the moment about public-private partnerships, kind of a buzzword, I think, of 2017 so far. Part of that, I think the HCA has kind of come out and indicated that it's moving slightly away from the traditional grant funding to a new era where it kind of wants more of a joint venture, long-term partnership with the private sector. What does the private sector need to understand about how that actually works?
I think that's very interesting. You mentioned grant funding. I think historically we've always been known as a provider of grant funding into some of the housing associations, etc. But a lot of the funding we've had recently is more geared to working with the private sector. So we've got we launched the new Home Building Fund in October, which is $3 billion of recoverable investment funding. So it's basically debt and equity funding, which the government is looking to support new housing, but will expect to get the money back with a return over a period of time. We're using that in a number of ways. So we're working together with Lloyds Bank. So we're delivering, we've put a $50 million together with Lloyds Bank with something called the Housing Growth Partnership that's putting equity investment in small house builders, which is a great way of using their platform and their expertise with the government's funding to actually expand the SME and bring more capacity into the SME sector. We're looking at a number of other channels for investing as well. We see the ability, we've got $28 billion of land and capital to invest, and we need to work with a range of partners who have the skills, expertise to deliver faster and smarter. So we're working with them. We also want to deal with innovators. The housing sector and delivery of housing hasn't changed that much in centuries. And I think just there's a recognition with ageing workforce and skills in the industry, we need to do things differently. And so we're looking at innovative ways of construction, people that can innovate, and we're willing to take a long-term approach with them in a variety of ways, through corporate joint ventures, through collaboration or other partnership arrangements.
Brilliant, thank you very much.